Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, let's do this. Let's ask Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, as she joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, we're just having a little bit of a debate about Jadeveon Clowney. Is this still something that's an option? And do you get concerned that if he comes in, you're talking about a guy that's going to make in the high teens? So first, let's start with Mary Kay. What do you know, and do you think he's still on the board perhaps for the Browns to try to bring in?
Well, it's hard to say at this point, but I think the fact that he's still out there and hasn't joined anyone yet, I don't think you can completely rule anything out. Now, the fact that that Andrew Berry has consistently stated that Olivier Vernon is part of this team going forward, I find it a little difficult to believe that they could pay $17 million a year potentially to Jadeveon Clowney and also $15.25 million to Olivier. So at this point, I don't know if it's on the front burner, but Andrew has consistently also said he will do whatever it takes to improve this team. If he feels that Jadeveon Clowney is a good option for this team, then he will still continue to look into it. And from what we understand, they did give it a good go early on in free agency. So I wouldn't completely rule it out, but I also don't know that it's on the front burner right now.
Mary Kay, the other aspect to this is, yes, Olivier Vernon's making a lot of money this coming season, which is great. You know, I'm glad. I hope he performs up to what he's done in the past and can stay healthy and stay on the football field. It's also the last year of his contract. So I would assume you're probably not going to be paying a close to 30-year-old Olivier Vernon more money than $15 million down the road if you pay him at all. So if you bring in the other starting defensive end a year early and you rotate three defensive ends, can't that work?
Yeah, it could work. And a lot of times these situations are right player, right price. And also the players themselves have an opportunity when they're a free agent to have a say in the matter. So it's got to be a fit for him. I know he wants to go to a team where he feels that, he'll be with a contender. And I think there's every reason to believe that the Browns will be a contender this year, so I wouldn't think that that was a deal breaker for him. But, it's got to be a fit for him as well. And, again, I don't think you can completely rule it out at this point, given that he is still available.
All right, so let me just ask this. If you bring in, let's just say you do bring him in. Clowney comes in, and I'll give you $17 million. You say $17 million. What does that mean, and explain to Browns fans, what does that mean somewhere down the road if they link into a three-year deal with him at $17 million? What does that mean as far as cap space and making sure that you can tie up Myles Garrett, who market value might be worth up to $20 million, or Baker Mayfield? And how does that translate? You can pay heavy now. What does that mean later for some of the guys you're going to have to pay?
Well, it's complicated cap management. You've got a number of guys that are in double-digit millions right now. So in going forward, if you felt he was one of the building blocks of your football team, then you might have to look at some of these other salaries. You brought up Olivier Vernon. It is the last year of his contract. It's not even guaranteed this year until like the first week of the season or the week before the season starts. So, that's an area where you would have some cash to play with. Again, you mentioned they do have big paydays coming up for Miles, for Baker, for Denzel. So they have to be cognizant of that. But they've got some other guys that they can redo some things with in terms of, you know, receivers. You've got Odell, you've got Jarvis, and, you know, what are the long-range plans for those guys? So, I mean, they have the cap space to do something like that. It's just a matter of how they want to allocate those resources.
The fact that Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney share the same agent in Bus Cook, factor here or not?
I don't think it's a huge factor. I think that, it probably helps that you have a good working relationship already with Bus Cook, I'm sure. So I think that that would probably help, and you will probably be in contact with him. I'm sure they've already been in contact with him about an extension for Miles. Don't know if they've actually started talking numbers or anything like that, but I mean, you would have to reach out about that at this point. So I think it helps. I think it is an asset that they both have the same agent.
Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer Cleveland.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Jeff and I were talking about this before the show. For the NFL, the approach that they're using right now is, hey, we're planning on fans being in the stands in the fall. And Jeff and I were both saying, well, that's great. I think that's the right way to do it, because the NFL is probably going to look at this, until someone tells us we can't play football as normal, we are going to plan on playing football as normal. Is that the right approach? And are we on the right, are we looking at the right game here as far as the NFL's playing?
Absolutely, 100%. They have to approach it as though it's business as usual. And you can see with the NFL, they have already done that with free agency and with the draft. And when most people thought that they couldn't pull those things off, or maybe even shouldn't pull those things off, they went ahead and did it. And I think that, they've tried to set the tone that, we are forging ahead, and we believe that the country needs football. And, you know, that's kind of the tone that they have taken. And you know, like you said, they've got time on their side. A game doesn't have to be played for more than 3 months. So a lot can happen in that amount of time. There are things in the pipeline in terms of treatments and things like that. So, I do think that they're striking the right note with it. But I also think that some of the things that J.C. Treader said last week were vitally important and things that people really need to pay attention to, and that is, there are players that have concerns and underlying conditions, and the most important thing, of course, is their safety.
Mary Kay, the one aspect of this that works perfectly for the NFL, and I think, as you and Andy just said, I mean, they should be full steam ahead. This is where we're going, because the disease is going to tell the NFL whether it can continue or not, and they're going to see whether that can work by the return of the NHL, the return of the NBA, possibly a return of Major League Baseball. So, I mean, I would think it's going to be detailed for the NFL before they ever have to make a call on it, which I think is great for them, and I think they're playing it the right way. No?
Yes, absolutely. And, again, as you mentioned, there's more and more data coming out every day, every week, on so many different things, just how things are transmitted, how antibodies work, and those sorts of things. There's medical information. Now there will be community transmission information coming out and team info. And I think that'll probably be one of the most important things. When teams are getting back into their seasons, how is that impacting? Are they having to stop after, three games? Are people catching it from each other? Do they have enough testing? So I think that the NFL has the benefit of the other leagues trying to start up before they will get rolling.
Mary Kay, Pete Carroll said on a podcast over the weekend that, okay, everything's been cool for the NFL because they really haven't missed that much of anything, but now is the time where you start to fall behind. Where are the Browns right now, and are the Zoom meetings going the way they wanted them to, and do they feel like guys are staying in shape even though but you would be the same way even if this was regular, if it was a regular thing. So I don't know if that's a fair question, but it's just, where are the Browns now as far as doing what they've been able to do? And do you feel like they've kind of hit this point now where things that aren't getting done now impact next season?
Well, right now, they in normal times, they would be in the midst of 10 on-field practices, organized team activities, and they would have a mini camp. So what they're basically doing is installing the new schemes, and then they would be taking those things out on the field and practicing them. So the only thing that they really are missing now is the on-field part of it. Now, not that that's a small thing. but they can still install the schemes, they can still learn the language, and then they can go out themselves and try to practice these things. And they're doing a lot of mental reps, a lot of work like that. And if everybody's doing their part, and it seems like they are, they shouldn't be that far behind in terms of just getting out there and knowing what they're supposed to be doing when that time comes. I think that this coaching staff is extremely organized. I think they have them doing all kinds of things. I think the players have been very positive with the reviews of how the virtual offseason program has been going. And they've also taken some matters into their own hands, and they're doing their own thing.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. As always, your region, the Plain Dealer, and Cleveland.com. And we appreciate your time. Have a great week, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, well, we'll talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.